You are listening to the English language news of Khan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. in Israel, Thursday, April the 18th, 2024. This is Naomi Segal with the top news at this hour. Day 195 of the war against Hamas, the IDF killed a senior figure in the Hamas interior security apparatus in a strike in Beit Hanun in the northern Gaza Strip. Israel Air Force aircraft targeted Yusuf Rafik Shabbat, and a security officer in the organization's military intelligence forces. IDF airstrikes also targeted a vehicle in which 10 terrorists were traveling. The IDF spokesperson said in a statement that in the past day, the Israel Air Force struck dozens of terror targets in the Gaza Strip. In the north, warnings of a suspected hostile aerial infiltration sounded earlier in western Galilee communities. The IDF later said the incident was concluded. Earlier, siren alerts sounded in Metula. Last night, around midnight, alerts sounded in Galilee Panhandle communities. No injuries were reported, but three landings were identified in the Metula area. The IDF overnight struck Hezbollah targets in South Lebanon. Two terrorists were killed in the area of Kfar Kila. The IDF said fire was also directed to remove threats in the sector. The Israel Air Force continues to investigate yesterday's drone strike on a community center in the northern border town of Arab al-Aramsha. 14 IDF soldiers and 4 civilians were injured in the strike. Amid concerns of a regional escalation following Iran's drone and missile attack on Israel, the American administration has reportedly agreed to an Israeli military operation in Rafah on condition Israel does not carry out a broad counterstrike against Iran. Egyptian sources told the Al Arabi Al Jadid newspaper that Egyptian forces in northern Sinai are on a full state of alert along the border with the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, the American network ABC reports that Israel planned to respond to the Iranian attack and twice canceled it this week. American sources told the network that an Israeli attack on Iran is not expected to take place until after Passover. A Khan reporter says that the War Cabinet considered a number of options for response, including hitting Iran's proxies in the region and a cyber attack. The New York Times reports today that Israel miscalculated the scope and scale of the Iranian response to the killing of several Revolutionary Guard officers in an April 1 strike in Damascus that Tehran blames on Israel. Israeli officials were quoted by the paper as saying Israel did not see a strike on an Iranian target in Syria as a provocation and did not give Washington a heads up about it until right before it happened. According to the report, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin complained directly to his Israeli counterpart Yoav Gallant in a phone call after the strike that it put U.S. forces in the region at risk. Two Israeli sources said planning of the strike in Damascus began about 2 months ago. According to the report, the operation was authorized by the War Cabinet a week beforehand. Meanwhile, Bloomberg reports that a suspected Iranian spy ship is en route to port in Iran from the Red Sea. This as Iran braces for a possible Israeli response. Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Mike Herzog, says it is important to push back against Iran. In an interview with the Fox Network, Herzog said that in the Middle East, defense is not enough to create deterrence. If we do not push back against Iran, he said, in a matter of a few years, it is possible there will be nuclear warheads on Iranian ballistic missiles. Negotiations on a hostage release deal. A senior Hamas official abroad, Musa Abu Marzouk, says Hamas has not pulled out of the negotiations and the talks are not at an impasse. He told the Saudi network Ashark that Hamas believes that if the Israeli prime minister ceases to be stubborn, it will be possible to solve the problems. 133 hostages are held in Gaza, not all of them alive. The World Food Program says that for the first time, aid trucks entered the Gaza Strip via the Erez crossing in the northern part of the enclave. The organization told CNN that 25 trucks carrying some 400 tons of assistance entered the strip. Israel agreed to open the crossing for the passage of aid at the beginning of the month. In the Ramallah area town of Bitunia, Israeli security forces arrested an Islamic State supporter who planned an imminent attack. The wanted man tried to flee the building where he was and was arrested after a struggle. The UN Security Council is scheduled to hold deliberations today on the Palestinian issue, with a briefing on the situation by the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. An anticipated vote on the Palestinian bid for full UN membership, initially expected in the Council this evening, will apparently only be held tomorrow. A Khan reporter says it is not expected to pass. And finally, Google has announced it has fired 28 employees after a series of protests against the tech giant's contract to provide the Israeli government and military with cloud computing and AI services. The news came a day after 9 Google workers were arrested on trespassing charges after staging a sit-in at offices in New York and California. The weather outlook, much cooler with still warm for the time of year in the hills and inland. Tomorrow will be colder with seasonal temperatures, Saturday warmer, mostly in the hills and inland. Sunday will be cooler. The maximum temperatures in the main centers, Jerusalem and Haifa 25, Tel Aviv 27, Beersheba 29, and in Eilat going up to 37 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Kan Reka, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation. Join us at 8 p.m. Israel time for our one-hour news program. You can tune in at 101.3 FM, the Kan website, and the Kan English Facebook page.